For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Monday morning. Good Monday morning to everyone out there. Hope you're doing great. Are you coming off of a great weekend? Has it been fabulous for you? The weather's been incredible. I know that pretty soon at the time of this taping, I think this is the week... I don't even have a calendar in front of me, but I think this is the week we mark the first day of spring. Somewhere like, is it March 20th, March 21st? So at the time of my taping, it's March 19th. I don't know, but I know it's beautiful out and I'm loving it. I'm getting outdoors. I hope you are. Boy, I got to tell you, I'm out there. Of course, I'm not the green thumb. You know, I love to decorate. Boy, I'll go to every antique shop I can. I love doing a house and even have some ideas, you know, on painting of a house, etc. But when it comes to the garden, you know, I don't have it. I think I know what looks right, but I just don't have adequate knowledge, you know, the horticultural thing. I don't have it. But I was out there. I do know when I see a weed. So I'm out there starting to yank some weeds out of these bushes that we have. And I'm telling you, how many of you know that natural things represent spiritual and vice versa? And I am just yanking these weeds out of my so-called garden. Gosh, it's just like I could just feel God giving me all these downloads of messages and started taking me to a message of pruning. And there's some things going on in my life, even right now, that... had I not known things of God, now I want you to hear me. I feel like I'm getting a word that's just rising up out of me. And perhaps it's for you. I know it's been for me. I've kind of been in a season where God's, even in the midst of activity, having my inner man, if you will, lay a little bit low, lay low, lay low. There's some pruning going on. I'm going to be sharing on this at our ADM daytime retreat coming up April 12th. If you can be there, you've got to be there. But I feel some pruning going on. I feel the husbandman, the vine dresser shears, clipping off some things in my life. Are they all bad things? No, not necessarily. But they're things that I can feel he's maybe saying, Anna, I'm finished with you on that now. Don't hang on to it. Let me clip it off. It bore fruit in its season. I'm trying to move you. I'm trying to navigate this tree. Aren't we trees of righteousness? Come on, oaks of righteousness. Work with me on this. And sometimes I find myself saying, oh, but I want to go to that lunch. Oh, I want to be with that person. Oh, I want to continue that thing in the ministry. And there's some things, I hope you can follow this, where I can feel God saying, I either need to clip that off or how's this? I'm going to so shear that thing all the way down. What does John 15 tell you? That you can bear more fruit. And so I, as the branch, have to yield to the husbandman and say, yes, sir, clip where you need to clip. Sometimes the word could be chastisement. Those whom the Lord loves, he chastises, disciplines, does some things to ensure further growth. And I don't know, I'm just doing all that while I'm out there in that garden. I hear God speak. Can you hear God speaking to you today, my brethren? Do you know that I believe he speaks anyway? He can, if we're only willing to listen. I do believe that. And maybe that's some of the prune. Hey, here's a word. That's some of the pruning you're going through. You're wondering why you don't sense life in a certain area. God's drawing you to him. He's got to say something to you, my brother, my sister. Will you yield? You're the branch. He's the vine. The husbandman is dressing the vine. He's dressing you. He's saying, come away. I need to speak to you about a few things. And it's good. It's for our good. He wants you to grow and bear more fruit. Well, look, I got to teaching I'm going to do this week, probably into next week, called Rooted. And it kind of goes along these lines of, you know, Psalm 1, verse 3, we're the tree and we're planted by the rivers of water. So anyway, join me all week on A Future in Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.